At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. We have an instant take on the Illini victory over the Minnesota Gophers. This is Mike Kegley. I'm here with Kedrick Prince. Kedrick, that was a shocker. What are your thoughts after that stunning come-from-behind victory, 27-26, over the P.J. Fleck-led Minnesota Gophers?
Well, after picking up my handkerchief from crying after Isaiah's fumble and then the interception, I thought this is over, because it's typical Illinois. It's, they just somehow, we, you know, it looked like they just was trying to find a way to lose. But what was disheartening to me for 99% of the game, the offense looked pretty good to me today. It looked different. They looked like they were trying to make plays, especially in a passing game, and makes me wonder, where has this been all year? I mean, because they looked like a legitimate bona fide team. And if they would have played like this all season, I don't want to rehash. We just got to celebrate the win that they got today, because that was big for them to stay in the hunt. Right now, I want this team to go bowling. You need the momentum in order to win, and in order to be successful. You got to get recruits. And when you lose, it's easy to recruit against you. This was a big win. Minnesota's done really well in the state of Illinois in general anyway. So, but the backup quarterback, Paddock, just came in and just was slinging it like the sheriff, man. How cool was that?
Well, you know, I mean, his stats were amazing. You come in the fourth quarter on a fourth down and 10 or 11, and you go 3 for 3 for 85 yards and a touchdown to win the game 27-26. You know, if you go down by quarter, the Illini, you know, they had 135 yards, or excuse me, they had 95 yards and 14 points in the first quarter. Second quarter, 0 points, 66 yards. Third quarter, 7 points and 75. Fourth quarter, 6 points and 135. Just a little bit more production in the second quarter, and they win this game going away. And this game was a close game, and they played half of it without All-American Johnny Newton. You know, the funny thing is, this team, could this have been what Brett Bielema needed to teach this team how to win, by having them come from behind on the road with a backup quarterback?
Without a doubt. And I tell you what else, we didn't see any stupid penalties today. I mean, there was, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I remember one face mask. I didn't like the fact that Allmyer got hit so many times. But to answer your question, yes, this was the type of win where little mistakes that they typically make didn't cost them the game. You know, Isaiah was down. I love the fact that the very next time on offense, they went right back to him, because you need him. And I know, I can't wait to hear my BFF Matt, you know, get on the podcast. And, you know, he's a big run guy, and I'm a big pass guy, but that pass to Williams was huge, because if you do that a couple of times a game, Bacon's getting 100 yards every game. You just can't sit there and throw screen pass, and keep a defense honest. So this was a big win. I mean, and it was a game that was important, because athletic Josh Whitman was there. So you know how big this was, because they're trying to climb out. You know, they've dug themselves a hole. Now you got to take one game at a time. I mean, people are already talking, oh, we're going to a bowl. You know what? Iowa's not great, but they're tough to score on. So just because they're not scoring a lot of points, a lot of teams aren't putting up 25 and 30 points against them either. So you got to take one game at a time. And it will, again, it would be nice to see this group and beat them to go to a bowl back-to-back years, because then you can build on it. And the one thing I've seen, Mike, this week, they have gone out and they're recruiting a lot of junior college kids, and I think they're going to hit the portal. But so he knows that they have to go out and get some older kids and speed and depth for Illinois to be able to compete next year in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and this isn't, you know, this isn't your mom's Indiana team either. You know, I mean, they just beat Wisconsin, which is something that people didn't suspect, and they stayed within 9 points of Penn State the week prior. So all of a sudden, you know, Indiana's, you know, starting to play a little bit better as they come into Illinois. And so it's going to be a tough game. But this is what Illinois needed going down the stretch. You know, Illinois only had 4 penalties for 33 yards. We watched the slow motion replay and could not really see a face mask on that play. I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't see anything around the face mask. I wonder if they just threw something because they thought Newton came in kind of late, and then they had to figure out,
even during the game, I mean, like, you saw, I think the face went to the face, but I don't think he touched it. I really don't. And I think they just assumed it, and I wish, you know, that was replayable, because at the end of the day, and you could be right, they could have thought it was Newton. But all in all, you know, under 50 yards for Illinois, I don't know. When's the last time this happened, to be honest with you, because they've been notorious for giving up 95 yards, 105 yards for penalties. And those are just backbreakers and momentum killers. So this was a big win. And, you know, I'm really happy for John Paddock. I mean, that was just to come in, to do what he did, to not be expected to throw one. I believe it was 4th and 10 or whatever, and just throwing missiles. That was senior leadership. And it proves right there. And granted, it's one position. That's why depth's important. You got to have good quality depth. And that's exactly why. I'm really curious to see if – I know it was only for a matter of seconds. I'm really curious to see if he'll get any accolades for his heroic performance on the road today in that short of time to lead Illinois to victory.
Oh, I would think so. The other thing I have to say is there's a lot of complaints about Aaron Henry as defensive coordinator. But when he had Johnny Newton back – and Keith Randolph back and playing, Minnesota, they scored 9 points against that Illinois defense.
In the second half, right?
In the second half, yes. And they had a grand total of 69 yards of offense in the second half.
See, that's the thing that in the first half it was frustrating, Mike, because they couldn't get a stop. And I get what you're saying, and I know people were upset, but the reason that he's an All-American is because he's good. And you saw the first play or two, you know, when he got in the game, he made his presence felt. 69 yards and 9 points in a Big Ten game on the road. Give the guy some kudos, because I know people are mad, but that, again, and they lost 27-28. Good teams are going to score that many points in the Big Ten. I don't care how good you are defensively. A good team is. Last year, yeah, Illinois was special. I mean, that was a unique situation, but kudos to him, because he made adjustments. They were in the backfield more. I just think when there's talent there, I think the coaches will call the games differently offensively and defensively. I really do believe that. I kind of saw that, because Luke Allmire has been solid today. I mean, solid for most of the year, second half of the year, I think. Excuse me.
Yeah. And it, like I said, overall was a very interesting game the way it worked. Illinois did a really nice job. Overall, when you look at what they did, outgaining the Gophers 371 yards to 260, outpassing them 297 to 167. Now, from a rushing standpoint, they were on the wrong side there, 74 to 93. But when you take a look at it, 19 first downs to 16. Again, this was an Illinois team that also controlled the ball, 31-45. To 28-15. The only real thing I think that you could point out at Illinois was that they had three turnovers. And really, you know, one of those plays, the punch out against Isaiah Williams was really, I mean, that was like a All-American Heisman Trophy level play. You know, obviously you want Isaiah to protect the ball a little better than that, but he did have the ball covered on 2 points. It was just a great hit. But if you take those turnovers off the board, you know, I think the Illini played much better. And I do think that we saw a team that, you know, had Johnny Newton been around the whole game, Illinois might have won this one quite comfortably.
That's, you know what, you know, that's a good assessment. And I mean, his talent level, what he brings to the defense is obviously important. That's why he's double teamed most of the times, which you would think it would free up some of the other linemen and linebackers and things like that. But anyway, point being, I think from a statistical standpoint, you know, you mentioned that people were kind of upset, so I was just scrolling through social media, and you're right. You got to eat your words. I mean, to give up 69 yards of offense in an entire half and 9 points, and if you think about the 9 points, 7 of those came off that turnover that Isaiah had, because it was at the 25-30-yard line. So think if he don't turn the ball over, they don't get 9 points in the second half, Mike.
Yeah, they're down to 3. Yep. Because they tried for 2 and didn't get it. And so you might cut them down there. No, overall, just a spectacular victory for the Illini. Any final thoughts, Ked? Although we will be back in about an hour and a half with a podcast.
You know what? It's a win on the road. I see a lot of happy people on the sideline today. Brett obviously has been professional, but you know the stress was there and the calls and his best player sitting out to go on the win on the road today to get a victory over one of the better teams in the West Division proves that they know what they're doing. And yes, we've all complained about small things. But at the end of the day, it's a W and it's a win in the win column, no matter how it looks, you know. And I have to say this, hearing the Boo Birds, you know, today was different, because usually you hear that in Memorial Stadium when things go wrong. But hearing that today on an opposing field today was kind of music to my ears.
Yeah, it was. And just a fantastic finish there for the Illini. And for those, again, who were watching, it was fantastic to see John Paddock, you know, get a chance to come in. You know, his great grandfather Robert C. Wright lettered at Illinois in 1935. His grandfather John Wright Sr. was a 2-time All-American. His uncle John Wright Jr. lettered at Illinois in 1990 and 1991. He comes in after playing at Ball State, and you know, has been patiently waiting. You know, had some tough minutes earlier in a game this season, and then came in and played some spectacular ball in the worst possible time to try to come in and step in for a starting quarterback, and literally had a really nothing short of a legendary performance. So
exactly. If they give out stickers, he should definitely get one, Mike. Sorry.
He's got a sticker big enough to put on his whole helmet, I think. For Kedrick Prince, this is Mike Kegley. Go Illini.